Chanting no pay, no work, the teaching staff at the University of Bahr El Ghazal staged a peaceful protest asking the government to pay their salaries. Joseph Lualdario, chairman of the Teaching Staff Association at the University of Bahr El Ghazal, says the government should listen to the cries of civil servants.
Number one, urgent payment of 8 months from November and December 2023. Number two, immediate payment of annual flight ticket allowance arrears from 2019-2024. Number three, urgent payment of medical allowances from 2019-2024. Number four, adjustment of salary scale in the fiscal year budget of 2024-2025 according to the current bank exchange rate of Central Bank of the Republic of South Sudan.
Last week, academic staff members at Drumbeg University of Science and Technology took to the streets demanding payment. Lual says the Ministry of Finance should pay university employees.
We went on the streets of Wau Town and we were demanding government, international level, especially Minister of Finance, to pay all these demands that we have narrated before. Therefore, it will not be the last, but more are coming, and we want to tell the Minister of Finance that we need our money now, not tomorrow.
Adam Thabo, chairperson of the High-Level Committee of Academic Staff Associations at the 5 public universities, says support staff at the universities will stay at home until the government pays them.
Yes, the General Assembly was contacted, and then the General Assembly agreed that they lay down the tool for definite personal access. And this why today there is no even one of the teaching staff in the system. The exam already started on Monday.
Simon Ngor, Director General of Information and Communications at South Sudan's Finance Ministry, says the salary issue is a nationwide problem.
But the salary of universities is including all with the salary of the citizen of South Sudan. According to the financial crisis we are in now, we don't know when will we come in. This thing need to be tackled by the senior management of the government of South Sudan, not the people of finance.
In May, Finance Minister Awo Daniel Chuang told lawmakers the government is unable to pay civil servant salaries because the year-old Sudan conflict has disrupted oil exports, so the government can't collect oil revenue. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.